Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And we say good morning to each of you that have joined the prayer call this morning. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we can change the world. We can change the world. Amen. Don't you agree with that? We thank God for His abounding grace this morning and that He is a covenant keeper. And He has told us in His word that we can do all things through Him because He gives us the strength. Amen. So we can change the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your holy throne of grace this morning, emptying out everything, Father, that you may fill us up afresh. Fill us up to the overflow, God. Father, do what you want to do this morning through us. We thank you. We adore you, God. We magnify your name, Jesus. Your name is above all names. It is at your name every knee and every bow must confess you are Lord Jesus. And we yield to you, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Work it in us that which is well-pleasing to Father. And Father God, we've come this morning to stand in unity together where the blessing is commanded. Father, we've come this morning to bring forth our petitions, to offer up, dear God, our bowls to you. Father, may they be pleasing. May they be a sweet-smelling savor to your nostrils. Jesus, our chief intercessor, we know that you are interceding on our behalf. And we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We yield to your spirit. We yield to you, God. Do what you want to do in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Again, I want to say good morning to each of you. Welcome. Let me introduce you to our team that's lined up. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I'm your facilitator this morning. The leaders of our house at New Destiny Church are Bishop C. Carl Smith and Pastor Adrian Smith, and we say good morning to you. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controller, Sister Tanika Smothers. Our prayer call controllers wake up and ensure that all the audio and electrical equipment is working properly. So when we access the call, we are ready to go. And we just want to say thank you to them. Our devotion leader this morning is Sister Victoria Wimberly. Good morning, Sister Victoria. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. It's been a moment. Praise God. Glad to be arising this morning and glad to know that God gave me another chance.
Amen. Amen. In all things, yes, we give thanks. Good morning, sis. Our prayer requests and praise reports that have been submitted will be offered by Sister Margaret Johnson. Good morning, Sister Margaret. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. Good morning, Sister Victoria. I am doing well. How are you this morning?
I am well. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, sis. Well, without further ado, Let's go ahead and move forward. Sister Victoria, we are ready for you.
Praise God, praise God. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Grateful to have another opportunity to speak into your ear gates once again. Thanking the Lord for our bishop who's on a mighty journey right now, that God is leading his footsteps. Thanking everyone that's on the line this morning and thanking those that will listen to it in the future. As we know, when we come forth at 5 a.m., it's because we're coming to get that encouragement through the devotion that we hear. And so I pray this morning the words that God has given unto me will truly be a blessing unto everyone, not only you, but myself as well. Because as we continue on the journey of understanding the abounding grace by being a covenant keeper, we know that our God is good. So let's go right into the words that have been spoken this morning. We know that coming out of Genesis, continually Genesis 8, 5, 15 to 22, just a recap of those scriptures. 15 says, and God spoke unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives, and thee, and bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee. Remember, two of everything, be male and female. 18, and Noah went forth with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. And for everything that God had, everything that was creepy, everything that took a clean, he took a clean beast and all. And then God smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. Again, I'm going to reiterate, for man's sake. So my question to you this morning, while we still remain here on the earth during seed time and harvest, during cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night, we're still arising. We're still arising. Thank you, Lord. My question this morning is, have you struggled with all the covenants that God has laid out before you? Have you dealt with doubt about the word of God and believing it's real? That's where your recapping of Genesis comes in, for clarity of understanding, of knowing that are you dealing with doubt about the word of God and believing it's real? Have you ever been awoken early in the morning struggling to return back to sleep? And you did a lot of tossing and turning because you wanted to go back to sleep? Or did you ask God why he awoke you? Bishop spoke about on Sunday about Enoch, where God has spoken. He was telling Enoch to go tell those people to stop dealing with unbelief. He warned him of the signs to come, and he was letting Enoch know what was coming before you. Is that why God woke you up early in the morning? To try to enlighten you to what was coming before you so that you could change a thing? See, God has spoke to the people to what he called, let's get right. I call it, we're in our get right season. It's time to get right with knowing what the promises are in the living word that he's provided to us. And see, I'm praising God for a time as this. For now, during this time, during 2024, which 2 2 4 equals 8, we have a better understanding of what's going on. So my question to those on the line and those who are listening at a later time, have you realized that God's words are true promises? Is his agreement contract with us? And he is not a God who wavers in his promises whatsoever. If you stop a moment and think about all that he's done, when you asked the Lord to help you with something, when you spoke into the air and commanded your angels to go forth, and they already knew that God had appointed them for yourself to take care of business on your behalf, and then all of a sudden you had victory. Ponder on that. He is not a God who wavers in his promises. So if he did it once, believe you me, as long as you're here, he's going to do it again. He's not a father of a few, but he is a father of many. So he does have a lot of responsibilities. However, he's got us all covered. That's his covenant. That's for us to believe and remain in understanding that we are covenant keepers. Take some time today and think about what the covenant has already done in your life. And then just go ahead and raise your hands and give him a shout in the car, in the shower, while you're cooking, while you're dressing, as he has provided with his covenant a way of you to survive today. Remember, he's taking care of the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, to make sure that they all have nourishment. Even with the rain, the covenant is still going strong. Remember, his words are true. His blood is real. And he has sealed everything for what he said he would do, and it can never be manipulated, no matter what the enemy is trying to do. I don't think that I want an agreed upon contract with anyone else. How many have you contacted and contracted with and got a word from them, and they said that they were going to do something? Did it fall through because they weren't following up on what they were saying? But God, and that's a capital B-U-T, but God will never leave you nor forsake you or guide you to a place not destined for you. See, it's time to realize that our God is real. If he wasn't when he called you out and when you called him out by his name to help you, you wouldn't be where you are right now, praise God, and praise his holy name. He's faithful. He's committed. He made a promise. He made an agreement. He made a contract with you. So why would God do all of that that he has done and then not keep his promises to love us? To love us. We already know, again, about the blood that ran down the cross. And we understand that once it touched the ground, we became covered with the blood. We became a covenant relationship with our Lord. We became, once we understood and trusted God and believed in God and trusting the living word, that the blood still works and the covenant is what I want to stand on. So my question is, was his promise to you to change a thing it didn't realize? Were you being given an assignment and God needed to test you to see if you would be one again of his covenant keepers for a time of need? Have you been asked by God to do something and you slept on it? Did you realize that it was a state of non-obedience in keeping a covenant that God was needing of you and you still remaining a covenant keeper, not realizing the test you were under with God? Did you realize that this was a testing period to see if he could use you? Because saints, remember that everything we have is a success in Christ. And so daily we submit unto him, and we stand on the planned agreement for the foundation of what he wants to use us for and for what we're believing him for and trusting him for. So I say to you this morning, as you go on your journey today, as you're covered with the blood of the Lamb on the left, the right, the front, and the back, ponder and ask, am I a covenant keeper? I pray that this information has blessed you this morning in your spirit and in your ear gate. And I thank the Lord once again for the opportunity to share. You be blessed and you have a blessed day. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Victoria. And thank you, Father, that you are our covenant-keeping God. Thank you, Father. Without further ado, Sister Margaret, we're ready for you. Saints, let's stand together in agreement as she prays by the Holy Spirit. Sister Margaret, we're ready. Okay, thank you, Sister Charlene. So we have one request from the Evangelism Showers. One is a praise report. So the praise report is that four of their guests received Christ as their Lord and Savior. So we give praise for that. And then the requests are one, two, three, four, about four different requests. So one is to pray for the freedom from demonic voices for the people, housing to get out of the cold and the wet weather, angelic protection from physical attacks, and physical healing for broken, physical healing and for broken hearts. So let's pray. So Heavenly Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, because you said when two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, and that when two or three come together as touching, that the power of agreement is in operation, Father. And so we join our hearts this morning. We release our faith for our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, that are without walls and that are utilizing the showers from the evangelism ministry, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we rejoice for the four souls that received you as Lord and as Savior. Your word says that the angels in heaven rejoice when someone comes to you, Father. So we rejoice as well, Father God. We ask you to keep each one, Lord God, that has been newly saved. Keep them because they want to be kept, Lord God. Help them to have a hunger and a thirst for the word, Father God, a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, that they would come and sit under the word, Lord God, and learn more about who you are, and more importantly, learn about who they are. Learn about the wonderful covenant that we've just heard about, Lord God, that you are covenant-keeping God. And so we thank you and we praise you for that this morning, Father. We begin to lift up, Lord God, the request, Lord God, for freedom from demonic voices this morning, Lord God. Your word says, humanly speaking, in Mark 10:27, it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with you, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, for that you would, for the physical healing for broken hearts, Lord God, that you would erase the pain of their past experiences, Father, that you release each one to walk in freedom, Father, so that they enjoy the life and life in all its fullness that you promised us, oh God, according to John 10:10, Lord God, that you came to give us life and life more abundantly, Lord God. We ask you to help each one, Lord God, to release their past, to forgive themselves, oh God. You have forgiven them. Help them to release their past and forgive themselves, oh God. Let them sever every tie, Lord God, that binds them to the people, the events, and the experiences that have caused them harm in the past, Father. Father, we pray that each one would release the pain and the shame of their past completely to you, Lord Jesus, that they would march forth into true freedom, Lord God. Let them look into Jesus and see themselves, oh God, not because they are a mirror, but because Jesus is the mirror of who they truly are, Lord God. Reveal their true identity in Christ to each one, Lord God, and let them have truth. Let truth have free course in their hearts and in their lives this morning, Lord God. We come and we curse the spirit of trauma. We command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. We command that broken heart syndrome off of each one of those that are utilized the evangelistic showers, oh God. We command the spirit of grief to go, Lord God. We command the effects of trauma, the effects of broken heart syndrome, the effects of grief, oh God, to be turned around and each one of their bodies to be restored, oh God. We command all physical illness to go, and we command each one of their bodies to be healed and whole in the name of Jesus. We command their electrical and chemical magnetic frequencies to be in harmony, to be in balance, Lord God. We speak to their immune system and command their immune systems to be whole, Father. We bind the spirit of bondage to all substances and we shut the voice of the enemy, oh God.
Let them hear the voice of the good shepherd, Lord God. You said that your sheep hear your voice, and the voice of another we don't follow, Lord God. So let each one, Lord God, follow only your voice, Father God. We pray your protection over them this morning, Lord God. We declare according to Psalms 91 that you, Lord God, are their refuge. You are their place of safety. We ask you to rescue them from every trap and protect them from deadly disease, oh God. We pray, Lord God, according to Psalms 121, that your word says they're guarded when they receive you. They're guarded by Yahweh himself, that you'll protect them now, Lord God, that you'll protect them forevermore, Father. We speak that over their lives, oh God, that you're protecting them from all danger, both day and night, Lord God. We thank you for your divine protection, Father. We pray for, we loose the angels of God all around them, Lord God, to just deliver them from all evil, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them with housing, oh God. We know, Lord God, that just as you take care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, that you take care of us, your people, Lord God. How much more will you take care of us, Father? So we ask, Lord God, for housing so that they can get out of the cold and the wet weather, Lord God. We pray for jobs, Lord God, for those that need jobs, Father, that they can work. Give them wisdom with their finances, oh God. Help them to move forward. Restore them, Lord God, back to a place of wholeness in their lives, oh God, today, Father. And we pray, Lord God, that as you move them along in this journey, that they will continuously give you praise, Father. We believe for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the praise reports that will be coming forth as we hear what the Lord has done, because, Lord God, it is marvelous in your eyes. So we thank you and we give you praise this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Charlene? Amen, amen, and amen. And we agree here on earth as touching, so we know that every petition, every request that has been offered up, that Father God hears us, and he says yes. We say amen. Okay, we want to swing back to you, Sister Victoria. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, just leave the thought of grace. Grace. What does grace mean to you? What is grace? What has grace done for you? And when you think on grace today, think on love. You be blessed in the coming and goings of your day today.
Amen. Be blessed, my sister. Okay, we have a couple of announcements before we close out this morning. Please remember to send in your prayer requests. Send them in to www.newdestiny.online. From the homepage, go ahead and click Connect. Under Ministries, click Prayer. Scroll down and enter your prayer request. Corporate prayer will be held at the Oakland campus this Saturday at 7 o'clock a.m. Again, corporate prayer will be held at the Oakland campus for corporate prayer. Also, remember Women of Purpose meeting at 9 a.m. at the Oakland campus. Again, Women of Purpose will meet this Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Oakland campus. Okay, saints, let's stand together again in agreement in prayer before we close out. On behalf of Bishop Smith and Pastor Adrian, Sister Victoria, Sister Margaret, Sister Tanika, myself, and our entire New Destiny family, we say thank you. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We started our call thanking you, and we'll close out this call thanking you. Because you said, God, in all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, God. Thank you for your abounding grace. Thank you, Father, And I ask, dear God, that you bless each one of your intercessors, each one of your watchmen, each one, dear Father, that has been obedient to you by answering the call to intercession. Thank you, Father, that you are our covenant-keeping God. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thank you for every blessing that you've given us, Father. Now, Father, I pray, dear God, that your Spirit leads and guides each one of us so that we, Father, are covenant keepers, that we keep our promise to you, Father, that we are obedient to you, Father, just as you are faithful to us. I pray, Father, that we are pleasingly faithful to you. Thank you, God. We don't take your abounding grace for granted. And we thank you. And I pray, Father, that you bless each of your intercessors, each of your covenant keepers. In the name of Jesus. Hence now and forevermore, in Jesus' name, amen. Sister Tanika, please continue the worship.